The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production. Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
EC Radio Disruption Networks. EC Radio Disruption Networks.
You know, chicken, I could never get it right. And I muted you too. I can never get it right. I don't know what the hell's going on around here. What's up, everybody? TC Radio.
It's like the D-line.
We're back, baby. We are back. It's the Hump Day Hoedown edition of TC Radio. Big ups to our buddy John Nolan from Taking Back Sunday for taking time out of his busy day to join us here on EC Radio. And we also have another guest with us today. Big day today, bro. Big day today.
Big.
We also have on the Skype line with us right now, actor, comedian, writer. I mean, he's got a lot of accolades. Christopher Wolfe joining us via Hollywood right now. Christopher, how are you, man? Good to see you.
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good. Let me crank you up a little bit. See, always technical difficulties over here. And you got your kid with you. What's your child's name?
It is, what should we call her today? we'll call her, no, it's Noble.
Hi, Noble. Ah, you cutie. What a cutie. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Now, you've done a bunch of stuff. You've been acting, comedian, writer, Sharknado, Parks and Rec. You've done a lot of stuff. And I was talking to you earlier, and I went through a lot of interviews that you did periodically throughout the years. But and I feel like everybody asks you the same old question over and over and over again, you know. So I wanted to do something different with you, since you're out there living in Hollywood and we're up here in upstate New York. Give us some good stories you can tell. I want to hear some cool stories, some cool Hollywood stories.
Oh, you know, talk to me in 10 years. When I have more success. I'll give you stories. I don't know if they're not good stories. Like the guys who have been like killing it, they have the good stories. What are some stories I have though? One of my fun ones was I was in Beverly Hills auditioning for something, and I was I had my buddy with me who was rehearsing lines with me, and we're on a, you know, like it's some just side streets, there's not much going on, and it's a horror scene, so I'm actually yelling around.
Is that Pledgy?
There we go. So I'm yelling in the street, and you know, bloody murder. I mean, it's a real intense scene, and some lady like comes over and like screams, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, you scared me!" And I was like, "Oh gosh, shoot!" And I look over, and it's Jamie Lee Curtis. She's like, "Oh, you're an actor. Oh, great. You know what? You're gonna get the part. That was great." That was fun to be able to trick her at least for a second. I didn't get the part though.
Did you ever get a chance to work with her?
Say it again.
Did you ever get a chance to work with her?
No, I've never worked with her. No, that was my working with her right there.
Your 3 seconds right there.
Yeah, 3 seconds. Unpaid working with her. Yeah.
Nice, man. Give me a good pinch me moment though. Being out there in Hollywood, I'm sure there's got to be a few pinch me moments. Pinch me, I can't believe I'm at this moment right now.
Yeah, exactly. Other than this moment.
Other than this moment.
Yeah. let's see. The first would be working with these two comedians I really love, Andy Daly and Jeff Blitz. They had this show called Review that was on for 2 seasons on Comedy Central. And Andy Daly I've followed for a while, and I've seen him at UCB performing, and he's great. Such a great guy. And so I got cast in this reoccurring role, and it was all interactions with him. I got to do a whole wrestling fight scene with him, do a lot of improv with him. And he's if you YouTube Andy Daly, he has some amazing stand up and just really funny sketch work he's done. That was a pinch me moment, because I felt like, you know, Jeff Blitz has been Oscar nominated, and he's brilliant. He directs Trial and Error right now with John Lithgow. And so that was really fun, pinch me moment. You know, another one that's not really professional, but I was just walk into the bathroom in this nice hotel one time, and this stunning person like walked right by me with her daughter and just looks right in my eyes, and we had this little moment, and I was just like mesmerized. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I realized it was Angelina Jolie.
Oh wow.
And that was, and then yeah, we had this like about 3 second eye lock, and it was changed my life.
Speaking of change your life, what got you into acting? Was there somebody that broke you into the business, or was it just an aspiration of yours for years? Or
no, you know, I kind of fell into it in college. I was an international relations major, and I wanted to go into diplomacy or work for the State Department. And I took a acting class my freshman year, and just fell in love with it, and started doing extra work. Met a director on set, a small director who said, if you want to get in the business, talk to me, and he got me a commercial agent, and then he ended up mentoring me for a while, and he was really good, and so that helped a little bit too. But I mean, it's been several people over the years that have helped me out, but you know, you always need help, I think, at every stage of the game.
Yeah, no doubt. Are you a full-time actor, or do you have a side gig?
Right now, I mean, it's so I'd say the last like 2 years have been much more rough, and so I've leaned more heavily on my wife as my subsidy. But I haven't waited tables in 10 years now.
Oh yeah.
So,
now, do you get residuals for the stuff that you've done?
Oh yeah. I mean, most of them are annoying because they're like $1.35,
right?
But
right.
But there's some, you know, they're like, oh yeah, oh wow, it's usually never in the thousands. Sometimes it is, but it's mostly below that.
Right, right.
It's a lot of.
I want to play with your kid.
No, yeah.
She sounds like she's having a good time over there.
The most joyful being you'll ever meet. Yeah.
How old is she?
She's one.
She's one. Ah,
yeah.
You got your hands full, pal, huh?
I do, yeah. Stay-at-home dad right now.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's you mentioned doing fight scenes and doing improv and stuff like that. Were you ever into, like, any kind of martial arts or boxing or any of that stuff? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I took a karate class one time, and so that was all I needed, really, to work. No, I didn't really have much martial arts stuff. I've taken MMA for a while, I mean, but not sparring. I mean, just training at a gym. To where they kick your butt so much where you're just in top shape.
I've done
quite a few like little stunts, little fight scene stunts that are not really professional, but they sold it on screen.
She's cracking me up.
She went to do the interview.
She does.
She's so cute. Hi. you know what? If you could see me, she'd probably start crying. So that's good. And so do you make working out part of your regiment, your daily regiment and stuff like that? Training and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's more of a thing where it keeps you mentally sharp and disciplined, because, there's an extent where you can spend so much time in the gym, and it's like, well, it's not really making much of a difference unless you're really going to go crazy, and I don't want to spend that kind of time. So, but there is something about getting your heart rate up and moving and getting going.
You sound better than Pelleggi, kid.
Yeah,
that's funny. You do got your hands full. That's great, man. That's
yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a blast.
What do you have on your plate now? Do you have any gigs coming up anytime soon? I know you've been doing a bunch of comedy too, right?
Yeah. So I have a gig at the Comedy Store on August 17th. I just did one last Friday, and then we're in the process of producing a show. We haven't have a date for it yet. So do a lot of comedy with that. Nothing coming out soon. It's just all, I have two screenplays in the works and a bunch of sketches. We're pitching this, this web series right now. That's we're pitching it for TV, but you know, most likely it'll be a web series. And, Yeah, just like think projects like that.
We got a network for you.
We got a network for you right here on
the
D.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
So you guys stream content?
So we stream content. Oh, yeah. We do podcasting content, webcasting. Yeah. We have like 7 different shows on the network right now. A lot of sports. Wow. We do a lot of sports. There's a baseball podcast.
Real estate show, Home Free. We have the hip-hop show.
Right, we have a hip-hop show.
Easy Beats and Biz.
Nice. Baseball, football podcast. There's a wrestling podcast. And, of course, EC Radio. And yeah,
football,
so we're,
baseball. Yep.
Yeah, we're doing our thing, man. We're about to... I know, we are funny, kid. we're about a year and a half old over here in
nice.
At the D. So just chugging along, trying to create good content is what we do.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. So you guys are all from Buffalo then, or are you guys...
Utica.
We're from Utica.
Utica, sorry. Yeah, near.
We're right in the central of New York, right in the asshole, if you will, of New York.
We're the assholes of New York.
We
yes.
are the assholes of New York, for sure. We're in the good part of New York, though. Have you ever been to upstate New York, Chris?
I never have, no.
See, people get this misconstrued with downstate, with, you know, New York, Brooklyn, Manhattan, all that. And that's the concrete jungle. And where we are, it's beautiful. I mean, where there's mountains, and it's green, and you know, rivers. And
we're close to the Adirondack Mountains.
Yeah, we're in the Adirondack
Mountains. Oh, nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's really beautiful. A lot of people get it confused with the city. Like, when I'm away, if I go away out of town or out of state somewhere, and I mentioned New York, they automatically associate it with Manhattan or Queens or something like that. I'm like, no, I'm in the good part of New York.
Yeah.
Where you can breathe.
Are you guys, how far outside the city are you? Like, would you say 4 hours, three hours?
About 3 hours, three and a half.
Yeah.
We have way better food.
I've been to Storm King. Have you been to Storm King before?
I haven't. What's that now?
It's about an hour and a half or 2 hours outside of the city.
Okay.
I want to say north. It's a giant like sculpture garden. That's and we drove through, I want to say, dozens of apple orchards and farms, and it was beautiful. So I guess that counts as upstate a little bit, 2 hours north. But
absolutely,
yeah, it's so beautiful out there.
Well, people downstate consider Yonkers as upstate. It's like right there, you know.
That makes sense.
It is funny though, because if I'm in New York City, they're like, "Where you're from?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm from upstate New York," and they're like, "Well, this is upstate
Poughkeepsie."
New York.
Yeah, that's what they call Poughkeepsie. They don't think we're really close to Syracuse. If you're familiar with Syracuse, New York.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's where definitely. you can find us. Home of the Orangemen. We're big Orangemen.
Yeah, the Orangemen
fans
yeah.
around here. Did you grow up playing sports at all, Chris?
Yeah, I did football, wrestling, track, and then I also played baseball for 9 years.
Nine years?
Wow.
So you played?
Yeah, I mean, from like 8 years old up. You know?
Oh, I got you. Okay. I'm thinking farm system here.
Yeah. No, not quite.
Yeah. Do you ever get in a batting cage anytime and try to crack it out a little
recently.
Bit? No.
Not recently. We have one that's I just found nearby, and so I want to get over there. Yeah, those are so much fun.
Yeah.
Gosh. You guys play sports?
Yeah, growing up, we all did. Well, not Pelleggi. Yeah.
No, I do. It's pizza.
Pizza?
Pocket pool.
Challenging. Challenging.
Yeah. I'm a big football fan. Big football and NBA basketball.
Yeah. Who do you root for in baseball? You're out there in L.A. There's a lot of people to root for out there.
Oh, well, Padres. I grew up in San Diego. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'll root for the Dodgers if they're not playing the Padres. But we grew up hating the Dodgers, so it's a really tough it's a tough thing there.
That's one team I'd love to see the Padres get it together one of these days. They got some young talent down there. They just need to develop, you know.
They keep giving away. They get them good and then they give them away.
Yes.
You know, it's tough. Yeah.
Who's your football team?
Well, Chargers, but and now they're up here now, but I feel so bad because nobody's a Chargers fan up there. Everyone hates the Chargers. Well, not everyone. It's mostly a Raider fan territory, even though they've been gone for, 15 years now or more. And it's it's a big rivalry between the Raiders and the Chargers. And so they just kind of moved to their old enemy turf. And the owners are the worst people in the world.
Really?
But that's an overstatement. It's an overstatement. But you know what I mean.
And now you get the Rams out there.
First sports owners go.
Yeah. You think people... Yeah. You think the Raiders fans stay loyal when they move to Vegas?
They stayed loyal with them being in Oakland too. It's
true.
It's more of a I think it's more of like, of course I'm biased, but it's more of like a dark fascination where you kind of identify all sports is about identity. You identify with yourself with a team because of one reason or another. But there's something about the Raiders that are you know, it's like all dark colors, yeah. And they're, you know, it's a
the bad
it's
boys
a pirate. It's a, you know, it's a very like dark character. So it's like a there's an attraction to that, like, oh, like I'm afraid in my own life, and so I can identify with this. So I'm a Raider fan. So it's a cover people hide under. That's my take on it.
You're probably not a hockey fan, are you, though? Being out there in
no, actually, oh, a good story with that. We have this Ted Leitner is a newscaster down in San Diego. I don't know if he is anymore, but he was. And so he'd go through all the sports, and he was, you know, very popular down in San Diego. He'd go through, all right, football, and he'd go through, spend like 20 minutes. He'd go through baseball, all the 20 minutes, and then he'd go, hockey, 2-1, 1-3, 1-1. He wouldn't even say the team names. He would just go through the numbers. But, no, I mean, we had the San Diego Gulls, which is an IHL team.
Yep.
And it was one of the best IHL teams. And I don't think they won a lot, but they would always beat up a lot of people.
So yes, they did.
Games were fun to see, a lot of fights. It was like going to a boxing match.
Or like the Raiders games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which is, gosh, there's so many fights in those games. Oh, Chargers and Raiders, yeah.
They're synonymous with all those fights in the parking lot, and fans getting beat up because of wearing another team's colors and stuff. That's all got to stop.
Let me ask you, is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, his stats alone, he's held back by two things. He's held back by owners that won't get him the team he needs, and consistently hire managers who they can control. And uses puppets rather than someone who can, you know, like Schottenheimer, who can really lead a team. And he's hamstrung by his own lack of leadership. He's not a good leader, which obviously is a huge part of being a quarterback, but you cannot deny the raw talent. He's extremely talented. And that's, even being on a mediocre team for so long, his stats still line up.
On my podcast, I compared his stats with Eli Manning because we were saying, you know, if he never left, they never made that trade. And his stats by far blow Eli's away.
Yeah.
But Eli's got those two important Super Bowl rings.
Because of the defense, but whatever.
They still won, regardless. Yeah. But he got MVP both times, so.
Yeah. And Manning's also, you know, from a he has such a rich heritage of leadership from his older brother and his dad. So they've taught them how to lead a team, you know. And Philip Rivers is like a – I always describe him as a I love him. I really do. But he's like a big puppy, and then kind of grew into his own, where he could like really know how to motivate others. You know?
I feel like Eli's that way too. He's a big baby sometimes. He's always.
He definitely. Actually, that's true. He definitely is a baby. But you know, something must have rubbed off on him with Archie and Peyton.
Yeah.
It's a
true story. Hey, what kind of music are you digging these days? Any bands out there we should know about that you?
Johnny Swim. Johnny Swim is an awesome band. They're just the most like fun music you can listen to. It's just fun and heartfelt. It's a husband and wife, and they're in love with each other, and they just have like there's so much talent, so much. Her the wife's mom is Donna Summers.
Oh wow,
Summers, and so she comes like a rich heritage too, and so they have a lot, a very musical family, and just outstanding music. Who else? No one can compare to them. Let's see. Who else is I'm listening to now? That's like the band that like no one is talking about that need to be talking about. But other than that, I listen to all the like famous stuff. I like Drake. I like Justin Timberlake. I like U2 and
we like U2.
Yeah. you have to like U2. I mean, it's yeah. They did a poll one time of in Variety, you know, the entertainment magazine did a poll and it was they asked people, like, you know, from all the executives and like producers, actors, musicians, and they said, like, what is your, who's your favorite band, who's your favorite, you know, restaurant, what's your favorite, you know, whatnot, but everyone's, you know, all across the board, but everyone's favorite concert, except for like one person, was U2.
Wow,
and it was really interesting. Like, there's this something they do with their concerts that it's amazing, you know.
Have you seen U2 in concert before?
Yes, twice.
Twice.
Yeah. Yeah. The 360 tour was one of the most, it was a spiritual experience, I got to say. It was something out of this world. They had the astronauts on live feed. They're up in a space station talking to us. They had this freedom fighter from Burma, like speaking to us live, who'd just been released. They had all kinds of it was a really powerful event.
Do you frequent a lot of concerts being out there in LA?
You know, I should, but it's like you get, there's just so much to do and there's so much going on that it's not as often as I'd like. What's the last thing? I saw Joshua Tree out in at the Rose Bowl, the Joshua Tree tour, and that was great. Lumineers opened for them, and they were great.
Nice. Yeah. Being from San Diego, you familiar with Sidecar?
The donuts or the
The band.
I'm familiar with the donuts. Of course, I don't know about the
donuts. Donuts are the best donuts I've ever had in my life.
What are the donuts here? Like, I'm interested.
It's in Santa Monica, and it's in Newport Beach. These things are, they're expensive, but it's, I don't know what they do. They put something powerful on them.
Right. It's crack, yeah.
They put crack in them.
You might be addicted, Chris. I don't know. I want to see somebody.
Nope.
I'm in rehab for donuts.
Yeah, that powder you see is crack cocaine.
This tastes so good.
I can't stop.
Why
eating.
Am I getting hungrier?
It's your lips. It just tastes.
So, Chris, back to comedy. Do you do some improv comedy? Do you like to? What's your favorite kind of comedy to do?
Oh gosh, it varies. They're all different beasts. I can't say I have a favorite one. I love improv. I love stand up. I've laughed equally as hard as, I think it, I'd say improv, just because there's more moving pieces.
Uh-huh.
It's not harder by any means, but it's just more moving pieces. And so when you see something on stage, it's really powerful.
When you do a set, Chris, like at the store, like how long does
say it again?
When you do a set at the store, like how long does it usually run till? Like you get 5-10 minutes?
Oh, the sets, you mean?
Yeah.
About 8 minutes usually. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I haven't done over 8 minutes yet, so okay. I'm working on that.
Cause some like
they've been giving me that, so
that's pretty generous though, because like most people when they do the store or something, some people only get 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I bring people too. You bring people to the show.
Oh right.
Let me get her some food here.
Let me feed my child. Let me throw some crackers at her.
Watch him start breastfeeding her.
Some...
Chris will be talking, it's enough here.
You could throw this into your stand-up routine, actually.
Oh, I have it. I have it in there.
Yeah. It's already in there. What do you do?
Yeah.
What is your comedy based on? Is it like everyday life or just experiences and stuff like that?
The tight set I have now is just about being a parent and a husband.
Okay.
But I have stuff from all different categories. But I like to keep it like if it's only going to be 7 to 8 minutes, I like to keep it like theme based, because if you jump around, people don't get a clearer idea of who you are, and so at least there's like a. There's like, oh yeah, there's the stay-at-home dad guy, you know, like, or that's the bad husband guy, you know, like, it's like easy to digest.
Right.
Yeah.
I just going back real quick. How did you get involved with Sharknado?
Okay. So actually one of my favorite experiences, in acting I've had is, I auditioned for a Russian character to play like a Russian mafia guy. And
right.
I went in, they said they wanted a Russian. And so I went in, I have some Russian friends. I practiced, I'm a double agent, you know, Putin really well. I rehearsed and went in there and they said, okay, say some things in Russian. And so I just spouted out some Russian phrases I knew and I got the part and I got to play this like Russian mobster in this movie and half my lines were in Russian, so it was really fun.
Yeah.
And then from that, the same production company did Sharknado, and so I got a call on a Wednesday night, and they said, "Hey, do you want a part in this movie? It's called Dark Skies, and it shoots tomorrow morning. can you be there?" And I was like,
"Wow.
Oh, yeah, I can be there." And so I don't know if someone dropped out or what, or if they had to like, recast somebody. But so I showed up next day, and I you saw some of my childhood people who were in, you know, like Steve from 90210, and
right.
What's her name? I always forget her name, but yeah, I played her boyfriend on the
Tara
show.
Reed.
Tara Reed.
Tara Reed.
Yeah, from American Pie. Yeah,
I haven't seen her name in the headlines
American
in a while.
Pie, exactly. You should remember your girlfriend's name. I showed up and I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." And so this is a movie about, there's a flood and then there's a shark in the house because there's a flood. And I'm like, okay, that's conceivable, I guess, you know? And then, someone said something on set about how like there was a tornado at one point too. And I was like, but I didn't even pay attention to it. And then like 3 months later, I see on IMDb, they changed the name to Sharknado. Oh, and I was like, God. Oh gosh, like I'm taking that off I'm going to have that on my IMDb page.
Right.
So I was no joke going to take that off my account. And then the next day it came out and of course went viral.
Yeah.
And so like, okay, I'll leave it on. And it was called Dark Skies.
That's really interesting because there is a horror movie that came out a few years ago called Dark Skies.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, it was about like this alien invasion. And I was like, no shit. Like, I didn't know Chris Wolf was in Dark Skies.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they just, they always had different names for these things.
Right.
Kind of like high. But yeah, that was a brilliant title.
That's incredible. What was the premiere like when you went?
Oh, it was fun. It was, it was downtown, and they had like pre parties and after parties, and that was my first time being like legitimately interviewed on a red carpet. Like I'd been interviewed on a red carpet before, but you know, it's like it was like not these kind of, you know, not on live television, and so that was fun. I had to bring like 12 people, and we all got to sit together, and it was in the giant screen. It was on. It's downtown. I forget the name of it. Some giant IMAX screen, and so yeah, it was a good time. It was fun.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I haven't seen Sharknado, but did you get a chance to make out with Tara Reid?
No. Thankfully, no. Thankfully. No.
Thankfully. Thankfully. If my wife's listening, thankfully. If not, well.
Yeah. God, the idea of kissing someone else is just,
that would be horrible.
No, I didn't. You don't need to see it. If you do see it, watch it on Mystery Science Theater.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's the only way to watch it. Like, my most memorable experience of watching it was when they had a live event where they had 13 comics doing commentary while it was going on. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun.
That's awesome.
It was, yeah. Yeah, the rest of it, it's hard to digest sometimes.
Now you were on Park and Recs too, right?
Yeah.
So you were in the later season, right?
Yeah, it was. I want to say season 5 or 6, maybe. Yeah, I can't even remember how many seasons they've done, but yeah, it's the farmer's market episode.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll have to go back and watch that one
with the super good looking people.
Yeah, and then
the old lady tried to show her cleavage and. She's like, no.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Good memory.
Yeah. That's funny. That's great.
Yeah.
So did you have anything on the, do you get scripts handed to you and stuff like that? Here, check this out. Do you got anything on your desk right now that you're looking at?
No, not at all. I mean, I have friends who say, hey, man, you want to do this for free? Like, that's all I have.
Right.
Funny, we just had the same conversation.
Do what you love for free?
Is there no script, Christopher, that has all the good-looking men in Hollywood? You included Leo, obviously, Gosling. Is that script happening or no?
Yeah, no, it's not. The Good-Looking People's Club?
Yeah. Right.
They couldn't get funding because no one can agree. Everyone wants to be the star.
It'd be like the Avengers of handsome people.
Right.
Wasn't it an old Married with Children bit?
You know,
that's so funny.
Wasn't that an old Married with Children bit that they had all like a secret society of good-looking people?
I don't know. I never saw that. Yeah.
That's funny.
What were some of your influences getting you into acting? You have some acting influences out there?
Gosh, Russell Crowe. I mean, seeing him in L.A. Confidential and then Great The Insider movie. And then Gladiator. I mean, gosh, it was just, he's amazing. I mean, when I first saw him cry in L.A. Confidential, I was like, oh, gosh, like that's, gosh. What's another, well, actually, the first time I mean, it's not a person, it's a writer, but the first time I read Henry the Fifth, the Shakespeare play, I was like, oh gosh, this part was written for me. Like I was like, okay, that's wow, that's an amazing. The St. Crispin's Day speech is one of the greatest speeches I've read, and that was like, oh yeah, that's amazing. Anything by Arthur Miller, like I read The Man Who Had All the Luck, and then of course. I mean, I like The Crucible, but I like Death of a Salesman a lot more. And when I read those things, I'm like, oh my gosh, he hit his finger on the pulse of American life back then. And still does to this day. And I read that and I'm like, oh gosh, this story needs to be told. And so it makes me want to act and bring it out.
Are you in the type of position, Chris, where you if there's a project you're really, really passionate about, could you get the equipment? Could you get the production crew together? Like, is that something you would want to do in the future?
Yes, I'd want to do it in the future. Am I in a position now? I could do a film for like $50,000, which would like just barely crack into Sundance, you know, like that kind of thing. I mean,
right.
What's so nice is that the quality of cameras now is so accessible.
Right.
So I mean that's not the hard thing now. It's just getting the right. It's actually the post work, the editing and the marketing is really the most expensive part, I'd say. But you can put together something for quite cheap these days.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is there anything you're binge watching right now?
Yeah, Friday Night Lights.
Oh wow.
I heard that was really good.
It's amazing. I mean, it's long overdue. I've been hearing about it for years, and so it's incredible. The storylines, there's no character that's dull or boring. It's really, really well done. We're not binging, but we're going through Westworld. We just finished Handmaid's Tale.
How is the Handmaid's Tale?
It's great. It's season two is even more exciting, I think. It is, you think, how can they ramp up the drama? But they do. And it's visually stunning and the music is perfect for it. It's like watching a movie. It's really good.
What would be your ideal role? Your dream role? Your dream character?
I'd say I'll give you three. I'll give you Braveheart.
Nice.
The Heath Ledger Joker. The Christopher Nolan Joker. Anything like a Pink Panther, like the old Peter Sellers version of Pink Panther.
Nice.
The old sleuth.
I mean, just that kind of comedy is really funny.
What do you prefer, like an action, comedy, romance? What do you think?
I prefer comedy above all. And then it'd be comedy first. It'd be like dark drama, like serial killer stuff. And then it'd be everything else would just go below that, like action and whatnot.
So when they cast the movie Baywatch, were you like, son of a bitch?
Oh well, gosh, you know, I that one Ellie Kemper commercial, I think you Mike saw that commercial.
That was great.
The director of that directed Baywatch.
Oh no shit.
And man, I mean yeah,
how could he not?
I didn't feel like I was gonna pitch him, but I went in every day to set. We shot for 3 days with a tank top and like the most surfer looking look I could do.
Should just took your shirt off, bro.
Yeah, you just should have started running in slow motion.
Although, I mean, gosh, what's his name? Zach Efron. I mean, that is the best looking male body I've ever seen. So
you got the rocking Zach.
I didn't feel like I missed out on anything. He's like, he did a good job. The guy,
right?
Probably steroids, but it was pretty good. Yeah.
He's chiseled. He's definitely chiseled.
Anyway, the director directed that, so I was like, oh man, just ask me to do something small. Right. I'll do it for free.
Yeah. How was Ellie Kemper? Was she nice?
Oh my gosh, she's exactly like you'd expect her to be. She's really? Like the sweetest, but very smart too, and just a pleasure. Like I wanted to talk to her all day.
Yeah, that was after her reign on The Office, correct?
Office, and then she was on
Kimmy Schmidt.
Kimmy Schmidt too. But I think she was on something else in between, I think. But yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
so good.
That was a great commercial. That whole extended version was fantastic.
Oh yeah, wasn't that cool?
Yeah, blended together well.
A lot. Yeah,
Chris, who's the most famous person in your contact list?
Who's the most what?
Famous person in your contact list?
My contact list.
If it's Quentin Tarantino, we gotta talk, Chris. After this, just for a second.
Yeah. Let's see what she's doing. What is she doing?
Tara Reid.
Famous person. Oh gosh.
Who?
Yeah.
Tara Reid.
Who counts as famous? I mean, in terms of when
she's so cute. Your daughter's so cute.
Remember, she's quiet. There's something wrong. So, yeah. let's see. Who? Yeah, you know, I don't have. You know, I don't have. I have Rick Overton, who's he's a comedian, really fun. He has an Emmy for writing for the Dennis Miller Show, but he's old school.
Was there anyone recently you had to delete off your phone, say like a Harvey Weinstein-esque type?
Like, oh.
Son of a bitch, I gotta get this out of here.
Too much politics, gone.
Too much politics, oh no. Other than ex-girlfriends, yeah, that's all.
There you go.
I haven't really deleted anyone, really, yeah.
Chris, how can people follow you? You got an Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff. How can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I'm at on Instagram. I'm at the_Mastersons. That's my comedy account. And then Facebook, Christopher Wolf. And that's I don't really go on Twitter as much. I don't have much to say.
Yeah.
So.
this has been great, man. Any future plans? What's your future plans? You got some scripts written and stuff like that, and
yeah. So just getting these scripts out there. Yeah. Getting the show sold. The show is on Netflix. It's on Instagram as well. I mean, it's called Manifest Destiny.
Okay.
It's two Y's for Manifest Destiny, for Destiny. And it's, it's pretty fun. It's about a band that's trying to make it.
Did you say it was on Netflix as well?
No, that was a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a wishful thinking.
So wait, it's about a band that's trying to make it in the industry?
Yeah.
And what kind of band are they?
It's a band that that doesn't believe in playing instruments, because they use the secret, you know, from the secret technique where you manifest in your mind, and so they're trying to become famous first and then manifest all the ability.
I'm gonna have to check this out. That sounds right up my alley.
All right.
especially in a band that never made it. So story of my life. Chris, this has been a lot of fun, man. Hey, when you get these scripts out and these movies, please keep in touch with us, and so we can
get
you out there and promote. And it, you know, I'll link up with you on Facebook and stuff like that, so we keep in touch. But this has been great. Your daughter, kiss your daughter. She's a beautiful girl. She's definitely kept it interesting, this whole conversation. That's for damn sure. She's so cute.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah,
thank you
it was
so
great
much.
Meeting you guys.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll get, like I said, keep in touch with us if you got anything coming out.
Send those scripts over here, man. If you want to put that show on, we'll distribute it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my producing partners want a little more, probably a little more money right now.
Ah, wow. Money. Don't you like doing things for free?
Money talks. You know?
We got chicken Rickies. We got pizza.
We
got
food
greens.
For you. We got a lot of trade.
Oh, you will lose that body in a second.
If you're ever in the market for a short, bald, hairy Italian guy, you need a roll, just keep me in mind, all right? Plenty
Damn,
of tattoos.
All right.
So.
Oh, definitely.
Awesome. Chris, thank you so much for joining us, man. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to talk to us.
Of course. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, nice to meet you guys.
You're the man. Take care,
easy.
Man. Good luck with everything. Success and nothing less, my friend.
Exactly. Thank you. You guys too.
Cheers.
All right. See ya.
That was awesome, man. See,
that was fun.
That Steve Pledgey, you did something right for once. You did. Look at that. That was a great interview
yeah,
you set
fun.
Us up with.
That was a lot of fun.
Now, did you ask him to take his shirt off for the interview?
I didn't.
just naturally happened.
I thought Pledge, you put down, like, listen, when you do it, just take your shirt off for me.
Just
I'm trying to get him that Baywatch sequel. That's what I'm trying to do for him.
Trying to get that Baywatch sequel. That was funny with the Baywatch. You are hilarious. So we have more guests in the studio with us today. This is good. We got a full day, man. What a full day. We had John Nolan from Taking Back Sunday on with us earlier. Great interview. We talked to Christopher Wolf, who is a great actor, comedian, writer, was on Sharknado and a whole bunch of other things. And now joining us, we got the Ciola family in the house with us. You guys want to come on? Want to jump in?
Come on down.
I got to adjust some camera work here.
Next contestant
in a
on EC Radio.
You're up. It's a family affair. Marissa, sit right over here. Sit next to Chicken. I know you don't want to sit next to Chicken. I wouldn't want to sit next to Chicken.
I kind of
Polly, right
little,
over here next to the Pledgy, please.
Right.
Yes. Let's just, I got to unmute some mics. And everything's been on the fly today, so bear with us. Bear with us. Logan also joining us, too. Great job with that video you made the other day.
Great.
Man, that was really cool. Thank you so much.
What music did you use for that?
What music?
The background music.
Yeah. It was just like a royalty.
You got them muted?
It's actually, the green mic's not working today. You're going to have to, can you switch over next
switch
to you?
Over
next to Paul, please. Yeah.
So
yeah, just pull that up. Yeah, it's adjustable.
Okay.
Don't be shy. Don't be scared. There you go.
Ooh, nice.
There you go. Logan with us. Paul's with us. Marissa with us. The Wakely family,
yes,
if you will. We got the big party happening this weekend, Friday night. We're bringing the gang back together. But what music did you use for that video?
Yeah, that was just
here, get close to the mic. Don't
be
scared.
It was like a rock sample. It was just a...
too close. You're too close.
Yeah, I'd be eating the mic.
You just ate the mic, though.
Yeah, it was just like a throwaway track. It was like a sample.
Oh, cool.
Something to represent the EC vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was cool. That was a great video, man.
Yeah, that was really cool. Marissa, how you doing?
I'm good, love. How are you?
That's good to see you.
Good to see you.
How's things going down at the bar? Everything going all right?
Trying to keep things busy and interesting
and
your
fun. Husband's
for
breaking
everybody.
Shit over here.
And Paul's probably breaking the house down. Yeah, yeah.
You guys were rocking on Saturday, man.
Yeah, Saturday was actually another really good night. Yeah, we had fun. Full house.
Yeah, I was over there working across the street, and I'm like, man, they got a packed house in there, man. It looks like everybody's having a great time.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
When we hit, we hit.
Get a little closer to the mic, buddy. We can't. Really. There you go. Don't
too.
Be shy.
You're shove it in his face.
Yeah, shove it in his face.
Get him back.
Instant karma.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but you guys are kicking ass down there, man, and it's good to see you keeping the vibe going down.
Friday night you had, what's his name, Taylor, out there drumming?
Taylor.
Yeah,
man, that kid is sick.
I got to see him on the show eventually. He's,
wow.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Chicken was just mentioning that we got to get him on.
That kid is sick.
I've seen him come a long way.
His talent is just amazing. And
yeah.
The fact that he's hearing impaired on top of it and goes by the vibrations of the drum, that's inspirational.
Wow, it's incredible. That video went viral. Well, you know, regional viral, if
sure.
you will. We shared it and a bunch of other people were sharing it.
And the right people are noticing it. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's been my point to try to get him acclimated and well-known into the area because he's been doing the drum thing on the street, and he's way too good for the streets. But what he tells me, what he makes on the street is more than most musicians make on the stage, believe it or not.
Really?
People come by in large groups, and he just solos all night long, man. It's sick.
He's a kid that like you would see on a subway in New York City just like rocking out and people just hovering around.
Right.
And
instead
I mean,
of hitting plastic
totally.
Things, he's hitting the real
But
drum.
He does like these really awesome tricks that like you like he'll put a bag over his head
his cap.
A winter cap.
Okay.
And he'll play like blindfolded.
Wow.
And then he'll like throw
sticks.
The sticks up and catch them with like
Jeez.
Blindfolded.
The
it's pretty
thing
amazing.
Is he does a one-hand drum roll that most guys can't even
do
it to.
Wow.
I mean, it's
I say when we get him on, we have him set up his kit.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we got the kit in the back. He can use my kit in the back.
Oh, no, you we'll definitely should have him on, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
He's becoming a legend on the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So he normally sets up outside and just plays outdoors?
Well, when I first heard him, I heard him from blocks away. I said, you know what, man, come my way. You'll get more traffic, and you'll get more attention, and that's exactly what happened. People really picked up on him, and now he's very much known, and they look forward to seeing him. I've been letting him set up in front of Wakely's indirectly, not right in front of the door, but right on the side.
Yep.
And he's wondering if he could do it this weekend. I'm thinking it might clash a little bit what's going on with us on the inside. So I don't know if you want to let that happen or.
I don't know. I think it might be kind of cool.
Put them on the outside.
Like maybe an intermission type thing. What do you mean?
The intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it. It doesn't interfere with the. I'm sure we'll be loud enough.
I'm all about adding to the party. That's for damn sure.
There you go.
And speaking of adding to the party, sitting to my right, DJ East One from East Beats and Biz. He'll be on hand,
whoop, whoop.
Scratching it up. He'll be getting the party started right around 8 o'clock on Friday. So, yeah, he's excited. He's been up since 3 a.m. downloading music. You know.
Yeah. I believe it.
The only guy I know is drink coffee. He drinks coffee at midnight, and he's downloading music. Like, what are you doing?
Guilty as charged.
Like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm drinking coffee, downloading music. What are you doing? Trying to go to bed.
Well, this one's up till like 5 a.m.
I don't go to sleep till the birds are chirping.
You're on bar owner hours right now. That's what happens, man.
Well, he doesn't stop until he gets it done. He's like focused. Mm-hmm. Like complete like tunnel vision.
That's what I notice about you. You are focused.
Yeah,
you are. You're very focused, and you just try to get it done. That's what you do. You're a go getter. You get it done. And
well, just like Rocky Balboa said, it's all heart and fire, brother.
That's it.
You get committed to something, and it is tunnel vision, and that's all I see is I see the final destination, and I see what the potential is. And what we still haven't hit for our potential yet, which I still am thriving for. I've been on the show several times now, right?
And a couple times, yeah.
And we've always repeated the same topics. And people on Varick just not acclimated with Wakely's in particular, thinking it's that certain way it was when it first opened. And frankly, it hasn't been that way since the first 3 months.
Yeah.
And we've been fighting that same battle trying to convince people. And yeah, I will go outside and stand outside for a 10-minute period, and I will hear groups of people walking by 20 at a time, still saying, there's that bar you can't get into because you got to wear slacks or it's, you know, no cell phones, and that same policy that stuck from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all we've been doing is trying to combat that since it happened, and it's still, the rumor's still out there.
Yeah.
And I keep saying to everybody, coldest you see on the block.
Oh, it is.
Coldest, freshest UC you're going to get. And from what I hear, the best hot chocolate, too, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Oh, that was it last
time. That was a fall winter thing. But yeah, I guess my hot chocolate was pretty hot on the streets, you know.
Yeah. You're pretty good at making those fancy drinks, aren't you, Marissa?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the busier nights, we kind of have to pull back just a little bit because they do, you know, they're time consuming and stuff.
Right.
And I get a little fancy with them. You know, I go for that wow factor and, you know, not only that, but the taste and stuff. We're always trying to experiment and come up with some cool, fun drinks to advertise and get people down and, you know, just have a good time. But yeah, I like having fun mixing.
Yeah, nice. And now you got Logan down there mixing a little bit too, huh?
Yeah. I've been teaching him the ropes the last few months, and I have to say, anything this kid does, he masters. Like, I mean, it probably took me a lot longer to learn bartending skills and stuff like that than he did. But he's just
2 weeks. He's cross pouring.
Yeah, 2 weeks. He's just like, he's on it. He's So hopefully he will go to, you know, Pratt Brooklyn. So he'll be going back to Brooklyn this fall. So hopefully he can nab a nice bartending job somewhere in Brooklyn or Manhattan in one of those fancy schmancy bars.
Ooh. And if you don't, pal, you got a job here at the D, pal.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, with your video skills and everything.
You haven't seen nothing yet. That video was literally probably something he did half in his sleep.
What do you take in school? What's your major?
So I'm doing filmmaking as my major.
There you go, my friend. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Have you made anything yet?
I made a couple small indie experimental films.
Sure.
Nothing like, you know, with actors or dialogue. Or
okay.
Anything, you know,
right.
Just kind of like short stuff for now.
Yeah.
You know, kind of ease my way into it.
That's how I started doing short films. And
oh, yeah.
It's great.
Nice.
You can get into it. It's fun.
Yeah. It's
not a lot of money at first.
Yes.
But fantastic experience.
That'd be a lot of money. As you see, it's a tuition fee.
Eventually, hopefully.
That's why we got to work so hard.
Yeah.
Right.
But I definitely encourage anyone who wants to go for that to stay on that path because it's great.
And that's what's cool about Wakely's. It's a family business.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
we've kind
really
of.
No, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the Moores who own it, and then we got the Seals who run it.
Yeah,
It's always been something I was attached to because Andrew and his father are running the business together just as me and my father did years back
Oh, nice.
When we were in the business together. And I feel the same way. It's a, it's like a family thing. I really wanted, I wanted to see their vision through. I wanted to see it happen. Mm-hmm. But man, Utica, New York is a tough animal.
Well, and being on Varick Street,
on Varick Street as well.
Yeah. I get what they were trying to go for, but Varick Street is just the wrong place for that because, I mean, you're in Woo Girl Central.
Yeah.
You know, flip flops and tank tops. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I just noticed this year being much worse as usual. I mean, it's just craziness. I mean, it used to be about 11:30. Now it starts at 10:30.
Yeah. Well, there's two crowds in Varick Street. You get the the early crowd, and then you get the later crowd.
Yes.
You know, you get the crowd that, you know, you get about 7, 8 o'clock, you get a good rush, you know, happy hour type people, and then, like, about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you get another resurgence of, you know, now you get the party animals coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The ones that already got a primer in and drank
it. Yeah. Yeah. Pre-gaming. That's
right. We're going to be partying it up Friday night, though, I'll tell
you
that.
Yeah.
There's so many people, my friends have been hitting me up that I haven't talked to in a while, just like, this is true, this is going on, yeah, yeah. We did an EC reunion party at O'Donnell's one year, and we had a couple hundred people show up, and it was a lot of fun. There's a great picture of us on the deck. Big ups to our boy Dirty Jers, Mark Simon, for taking that picture. We did it, and it was great, but the simple fact that is actually at 700 Varick Street makes
home,
it
right?
special.
Yeah,
we're back home.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if it wasn't for your landlord, which I can't stand, I'm going to go public with it. I can't stand your landlord. If it wasn't for him, I'd probably still be there. You know, but that's for another podcast.
But we noticed, like, when we did our one-year anniversary, everywhere we turned, we're like, wow, these are old friends that
they're
we haven't seen since the EC.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of propelled us to be like, man, we could do this. Let's do this again. And the fact that it is at the old EC and now Wakely's, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And bringing in Peter Prince and Moonboot Lover is going to be huge. The guy hasn't been around in a while. He used to kill it for me back at the EC. And I love the man. And he's one of the most talented front men out there, hands down. Like, there really, really isn't too many better than Peter Prince. And for him to be up on stage and doing the thing. And man, I've got so many great memories. And as a matter of fact, Peter Prince is going to be a guest on the show tomorrow to talk about the reunion and kind of reminisce a little bit. I got some great stories I want to rehash. I'm sure he forgot about them. And I definitely didn't. So I'm definitely gonna.
Did you say just reunited? He was out of the commission for a while.
Well, I he took some time off, started a family, you know, and started teaching guitar. And I think he just got the itch. And he got the itch to start playing again.
And then you can't get rid of it.
So. Yeah, and like he started the Moonboot Lover started with him, Neil and Alan Evans, and Neil and Alan Evans now Neil's playing with Jack White. And Alan Evans, I mean, they formed Soul Live and Lettuce and all these other great bands. I mean, those two went on to do many, many things. And that was the original Moonboot Lover. And he's had different formations of that band throughout the years. But he's saying that this right now is like a hot, hot band. So, and knowing Peter, it is. Knowing Peter, it's just going to be dope.
I know whoever you'd pick would be the pinnacle of the resembling EC in its glory days.
Seriously, though. And then it kind of all fell into place, too. Because me and you were talking about doing something.
Yep.
And at the same time, he's like, yo, I'm looking for this gig. I need a gig. I need to play. I'm like, I'm playing in Utica because the night after we're riding a train at Cooperstown. I'm like, dude, it's perfect. Let's do it. How would you like to play at my old place? I would love to play at your old place. All right, so
it's just a little higher than The Godfather. That's why. Just a little bit.
He's kind of, you'll see tomorrow. Well, you'll see this weekend.
Well, I love that post you did when you said, if the EC could come back from one night, what band would you like to play? And it blew up.
Right.
I think it's like 300 posts in like a day.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And Peter Prince was mentioned a bunch of times on those posts, as well as other ones. And in fact, we should revisit that list and maybe we could do more shows.
I think this should be a precursor of what Wakely's has evolved to.
Yes.
The whole anticipation of building it up to where it is now. And little by little, I've been showing Varick Street that we are not that stuffy bar that they assume it is.
Uh-huh.
And once they get in there, they see what we're all about. They see our crew. They see that we're motivational. They see the music that's being played that is much more orientated for the younger generation, not so much, you know, jazz and blues anymore. We are hitting all spectrums. I like to stick around the 70s, 80s metal and not so much metal, but Classic rock.
Rock, yeah.
Well, now it's classic rock. I hate saying that because, you know, that's the stuff we grew up with.
I know, right?
And now it's classic, man.
Like, what's you mean NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, yeah, that hard stuff.
Yeah. What, can I throw something at him?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I heard Alanis Morissette on the oldies station the other day, and that blew me away.
I did, too.
Alanis Morissette, like, I don't know, I'm still stuck in the 90s. I mean, mentally, I'm still there. All my brain cells are still in the 90s, you know?
I heard, and it, yeah. I heard,
I'm trying to do a podcast here.
Is it Sharky?
I know. DJ Sharky Mega. You know, too bad the green mic doesn't work, pal. You could talk along with us. But, to hear Alanis Morissette on the Oldies channel now, I'm like, wow.
Dude, I heard Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden's oldie.
I know, but it's all metal. Like, when you hear metal on an oldie station, it just makes me want to puke.
Well, it's like Guns N' Roses is a constant rotation on Spotify for oldies, mm-hmm. and so is, obviously, Metallica now. I mean, this stuff, we always talked about it when we were kids. Hey, imagine this being classic rock someday, and here it is. It's classic
rock. I feel
rock.
Like Metallica's becoming, like, our generation's Stones. You know what I mean? That big, huge, mega rock star band.
I personally think they should have retired about 10 years ago.
I think
the last album was awesome.
Yeah, the last two albums.
I couldn't listen to it from end to end. It just sounds like Saint Anger redone over and over.
I didn't think so at all. I loved it. I thought it was great. Saint Anger, I hated.
I did not like
Saint Anger at all.
The new album, because like I'm driving, I'm like, I'm head bobbing again.
Yeah.
I'm like, they got me like my head moving. I'm like, holy shit, this has been a while since a band really got my head bobbing a while, and I loved it, and I hope they come out with more of that shit.
Since we're on the subject of metal, would you be open to doing like heavier bands?
Absolutely.
At Wakely's?
Yeah, Wakely's is now a all genre establishment.
Yeah,
we'll hit anything that works and that is acclimated to Utica, New York, and Berwick Street.
An equal opportunity employer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're going to be a venue that actually has independent rock music, independent music.
In fact, I would like to capitalize on independent music, and that's what I was always.
Any bands out there listening, man? You got a place to play.
There you go. You got a home right here at Wakely, 700 Varick Street.
You posted it on our website. You know, we're looking for bands. You know, whether you get a chance to play a venue much, we had so many responses and so many emails that from all these different bands from here to Cooperstown, Syracuse, Albany.
Oh, great.
New York City, even. I mean, bands that are wanting to get out here and get heard. But what I was hoping for is more of those hungry bands that really don't ever get the chance to have a platform.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of those.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I used to capitalize on that in my older clubs, and I would love to have that happen again.
Yeah. We need that popular band to, like, just springboard and bring attention to the live music scene here in Utica. And there's a bunch that could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can name off a bunch that can.
We did yesterday.
Yeah, we did. or Monday, that was.
Monday, yes.
Whenever Brothers Grimm was here. We mentioned pretty much every local band out there doing good things. And shit, we did a whole podcast on it. And there you go. Go back and listen to that podcast, and we'll book all those shows for you. Good stuff. There's some great music and super talented people in this town.
And I think, like we mentioned before, doing it, you gotta bring like 2-3 bands at a time. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not just that one band anymore. Right. I think you need 2 or 3 because people gotta get used to each of these bands because there's no place for them to play.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I remember back in the day we used to host 2, 3, 4, even 5 bands, and what it used to end up being is the bands watching the bands, and what they didn't get, they didn't embrace the platform. They didn't push it enough promotional wise on their end to get their friends in. I mean, if you want to see me on stage, hey, you got to come out and see me. Here's your chance to see me in front of a crowd.
I think then, though, too, we didn't have the social media platform that we do
well,
now.
Well, no, this helps.
So
this
now
this
makes it's like, you know, much easier.
And the unity of the
out.
Bands, too.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the other thing we discussed the other day. Like, nowadays, it's a hell of a lot different than it used to be. When I was first coming up, the bands all hated each other. It was a rivalry thing. Now, everybody gets along great. Yeah.
They're all friends. Yeah. They want to go support each other.
Yeah.
And
that's
I think
what it
they get
be.
It. I think they
that's
understand now
be.
That, you know, kind of bringing everybody together is going to benefit them. So,
yeah.
And I think things like Animal Jam is one of those things that really helped out because they got so many bands playing for, you know, weekends at a time, and they keep doing it year after year that that builds that camaraderie. They're used to seeing each other playing, and they all become friends that, you know, you see everywhere you go. Like, I was up in Old Forge, and I seen 3 different bands set up from bands from other bands. You know what I mean? A bunch of different side projects that were great.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of musicians out Friday night.
Well,
just checking
I hope
it out
because have cards with them and throw them at them.
So there you go. If you're a band and you're coming out Friday night to Wakeley's for the EC reunion party, bring a card, bring some music for Paul and Marissa to check out, and maybe you can get a gig there.
Absolutely.
Maybe, or just tell them you know Z, and you'll definitely won't get a gig.
And the good news is the stage is getting bigger as you across it, and the
oh my
grand,
god,
the grand piano.
My penis
is
just got bigger.
Up to 3-inch fury now,
which is a band we should get for you guys. But you, seriously, the stage is getting bigger, huh?
Well, more real estate on the stage. The piano's moving out.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautiful decor, and
oh yeah, it's awesome.
Along with our original inception of being like a Billy Joel type sing along bar, but that. You know, obviously didn't work out. But so now we're going to, we still have some beautiful core keyboards up there. I mean, it's still accessible to many bands to just walk in, plug in, and get ready to go. And that's right. That's the essential hot spot for us when we're targeting bands. They don't have to bring out their gear. We got QSCs everywhere. We're flanked by a stage of top-notch equipment.
Yeah. Our backline's already provided.
It's
amazing. Already there.
No bar can provide that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. And it's top-notch gear. It's not crap. No. You've got a great drum kit in there, and there's cabinets in there. And like you said, you've got, you know, keyboards and a whole bunch of keys to play with and stuff like that. No. So
I used to QSCs. There's flanking 5 monitors on the stage.
Yeah.
And then we have a side stage now that we could set up for DJs. That's opened up as well.
We know one.
Yep.
We know a couple.
Hey, there's one right
there's
over
one
there.
Right
he's
right
not even paying attention.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know where he is.
He's sending dick pics.
He's downloading music.
Hey, no one wants to see your dick, Gabe.
See, he's got the tunnel vision.
Biz has been telling him that for like 2 weeks now. Ain't nobody want to see your dick, Gabe.
Ain't nobody can see your dick, Gabe.
Eats, Beats, and Biz every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. here on the D. How was the show last night? Good? T-Sap Skyped in, huh? Yeah, that's awesome. Good. Big ups to our boy T-Sap. Big up to our boy T-Sap. So, joining us in the studio today, Pelleggi's in the studio with us today.
I didn't mean to ignore, as I was talking about, I booked another person in that process of me and the...
Oh.
But we'll
see, he's later. Working. See, I like
he's
this.
He's being a good boy.
I'm trying to do what I can for you.
No, you're killing it, man. He booked Christopher Wolf, who was just on before you guys came on. That was a great... He was on Sharknado. He was on Parks and Rec. Great interview.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Thank you for setting that
up.
Yeah,
no problem.
We got a couple more next week that he lined up, too. A bunch of comedians coming in and out of the Comedy Store in New York. And
the other guy just was on Conan.
Okay.
Chris Cope.
Cope?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I'll get you all the bio and stuff.
Awesome.
This is not my interview, though. This is these guys.
Well, the reason why I brought attention to you is I just wanted to thank you for setting this up and all the hard work that you've been doing.
Thank you,
so
man.
You're doing good, man.
Appreciate that.
We're lucky we got
you
around.
You get the bell.
You get a bell. Also in the studio, Paul Ciola, Marissa Ciola, Logan's hanging out with us as well. And they're from Wakeley's, 700 Varick Street. Big party happening this Friday. We've been talking about it so much. We booked this, back in March, maybe?
It's 3 months in the making.
Right? Has it been 3 months?
Easy.
I want to say it was March.
At least. Yeah.
And then I remember you saying the word got out too soon, and then you ended up putting the event up. So, well, I wasn't going to do this yet, but here you go. Everybody's talking
about
it.
Well, that wasn't my fault. That was the band's fault.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
it was. Because I didn't want to announce it until, like, maybe a month or two out. But you know what?
Hey.
Maybe it was good that we did put it out because people marked it in their calendars, mm-hmm. and they saved it. And
Well, right now, I think the attendance anticipation on the page is, like, almost 400.
Wow. Yeah, you can't go off of that, though.
No, I mean, if we get half of that, usually you could go half.
Divide by 3.
We get half that, or even, you know, 200 people, I think.
Yeah,
it will easily fit.
Let's not think numbers, pal.
Yeah.
Let's just focus on what.
You're going to get drinkers and parties.
I always tell that. Don't focus on the numbers.
I will guarantee a lot of alcohol will be drinking that night. I guarantee
that. Get a lot of good drinkers.
On the UC.
And that's just from chicken.
Yeah. Drinkers, drinkers, dancers, and just good people. You know what I mean? You're going to have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
That's
and who knows? I'm sure probably after Friday night's done, there's going to be a couple babies 9 months later from that. So,
it's new baby boom.
Oh, right yeah. There. I can't tell you how many babies I produce without using my penis. Several. In fact, you'll meet all the parents Friday night.
Yep.
They're all excited to come out. They're all excited to come out. But
I love when I hear that about all the couples that hooked up at bars.
I do too, man.
It's because of you. You guys did this. Yeah. You know, I love that.
It warms my heart.
It's when you think of the bad times, you look at that and you said, this was all working for that one.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it like staying as long as you have in Utica?
Oh, gosh. Well.
Hell.
I mean, it's you know, it's bittersweet. You know, sure. Utica's a small city. You know, we're still in the upcoming kind of struggling, if you will, in certain areas, you know. But then again, Utica has so many amazing things to offer. You know, food, music, you know, our local talent, which we're trying to, you know, really bank on and you know, get out there. So, I don't know. I'm a Utica fan, I guess. You know, I'm born and raised, so I have to say
it's
that.
Like
but,
she
you
said,
know.
It's bittersweet, though. I mean, you really want this city to thrive.
Yeah, that's
everything
the thing.
Is
really
in place
to
make
to
it thrive,
for sure.
But it's got to be the people backing that up to make it thrive.
And I think it's on a upswing.
Yeah,
you know, like just some of the people we've met while being on here in EC Radio and Disruption, and some of the events that we go to, and I mean, people like Taylor and like. Yo,
Rainbow.
Kate. Kate Devin, 16-year-old girl. Who's
Cassidy.
Like, Cassidy. Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of these guys. Ryan Quinn.
Apache Chief.
Apache, there's so much talent out there and so much going on. A lot of people doing a lot of positive things. Like our friend Angela Johnson, you know, always out there hustling. Adeline Van Dyke. You know, people out there who are really trying to make this town better. And it just takes a group of people to have that fortitude to stick with it and be like, you know what? We're going to pile through and we're going to put our heads down and just push, and this town will get better.
Yeah,
well, absolutely.
I think Robin has done a lot for the city from the Tramatone.
Oh, yeah.
She's got most love for the city I've probably ever seen anybody.
Yeah, I mean, big time.
And that's actually where, my daughter first saw Taylor there.
Yeah.
Performing, and she came home and she's like, Mom, you and Dad have to see this guy. He's amazing. And she showed us this video. I was like, blown away, and I was like, holy cow. And I showed Paul, and he was just like, wow, he's really good. And then like a week later, Paul happened to see him down the corner, and he's like, is this the same? I'm like, yeah, that's the same guy. It was so strange.
You guys ever see Whiplash?
But
yeah, yes.
You know, he's the guy that's going to throw the cymbal back at the teacher.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But he's never seen the movie. So Paul had told him, you know, if you've never seen the movie, you got to see it. You got to see it. Because it reminded us totally of like almost his story. Robin does a lot of, you know, she's been, you know, hosting a lot of, you know, entertainment, comedy, poetry. I mean, everything. Unfortunately, I just heard that they're on a, I don't know, like a break maybe for
summertime.
The rest of the summer.
I heard she's shutting it down for the summer. I mean,
yeah, I'm not quite sure what.
People aren't really hanging out in a coffee house in the summertime.
Well, we would go.
And it's smart for her to take some time off. Yeah. She probably needs a vacation.
Yeah, she probably does. She's there. Yeah, she's there day in and
the
day
only
out.
Sucky thing is we go do comedy there, me and my buddies. And it's like, where do we go to do a mic now? You know,
we were trying. Yeah. We never.
Well, here we go.
The ground. I mean, we could do that.
Paul, again. Mike, Paul.
Yeah.
We'll do it Wednesday nights.
There you go.
All right.
8 o'clock. You're on.
See? Yeah. All right, buddy. Yeah.
Are you gonna do any? Are you gonna do any open mics? Are you gonna do any open mic nights?
Well, we were doing it for a bit. It started off strong. It kind of faltered. I'm not opposed to doing it again.
Well, I think it was because we were doing it on Thursdays, and then, you know, Saranac Thursdays started back up again.
Right.
So we kind of
We were going to switch it from Thursdays to Wednesdays, and then that kind of screwed everybody up, and nobody knew what the, I mean, but it started off really strong, and a lot of people were coming in from out of town and everything. It was really nice. I ended up hooking up with a few bands that ended up playing there.
That's awesome.
The Meatballs being one.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Anthony Adamo, my boy.
Charlie and the Meatballs.
Charlie and the Meatballs.
Nice. Uncle Charlie and the Meatballs.
Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie.
How can I forget Uncle Charlie?
You can't forget Uncle Charlie.
And just to throw this in, I mean, we got the most popular blues band in the country right now. Well, besides Joe Bonamassa coming in. Rick Estrin, his name is. He's coming in on August 11th, and that's going to be a huge show with the Blues Society.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that should be a good show.
I want to get the international as well as the local.
I think you have to, you know, as much as you can.
You don't have to go to the casino to see this stuff. You have it right here in the middle.
Right.
Of the right here, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Z, you have to share a lot with me, personally. That bar was your baby, too.
For a little while.
From what I remember.
10 years, right?
I mean, from what I remember.
I don't remember much.
But I'm sure you had the same heart and gumption to make it work and that ability to make it work. I mean, and going through the rough times with the good. And what's always been your Achilles heel in the summertime? Not having that outside.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's always been that way. Right. Yeah. Everybody wants to be outside in the courtyard or on the deck or, you know.
Except for when it rains.
Except for when it rains.
Yeah, when it rains, we know everyone's coming inside. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's good. You're bringing the live music back, though. There's not really too many venues in Utica right now. I mean, there is. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, there is, but they get the same band.
Some are pizzerias. Right. And all of Erickson's using the same bands over and over again. And no offense to all those bands. They're all my friends.
They all earned.
But you guys are just, you're playing bones. The harp, and then the next week you could see them at the Sick and Burger. Right, it's like you guys are flooding the market.
And you can't blame them. I mean, they're getting paid.
They're getting paid. You know. Of course you can't blame them. Well, you can't blame them. But, you know, give another band a chance. But that's the problem with Utica, too. They're sheep. Yeah, they're just going to go with what they know.
Nobody wants to be the one out there doing what's the new thing.
They don't,
Until the new thing works, then everybody wants to jump on board.
Then everybody jumps on it.
Sheeple.
Right. Yeah, they're
sheep. We actually draw sheep on our sidewalk, which sidewalk? Chalk?
Mm-hmm.
And say, sheep this way.
No, we do
not. Yes, we did it one we did it one night. Sheep this way, and we just pointed everywhere else. And then originators come in here, you know, or the flock herders, you know.
But yeah. That's how it's always been that way, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, there are great people out there that will support it, especially if they're passionate about it or if they get involved with the scene and stuff like that.
Well, I'd like to thank you for allowing this to happen. I mean,
we've been talking about this for a while.
It's been my main drive, this particular event, to open everybody's eyes up. A lot of people are going to be out that, you said, haven't come out in a long time, which I agree with.
Everybody's
most people
with
our
kids.
Age don't go out much.
Right.
But once if they know there's a new place or a existing place in town that they can go and expect, you know, the same quality as what they had when you guys were around, I'd love to follow in your footsteps to some degree. I mean, I won't copy your whole formula.
That's all right.
Clean bathrooms.
That's true story. I keep them clean. You know.
Logan does.
Need a little bit of a woman's touch there. You know.
Logan's taking.
And, you know what I like too? It's come as you are, and that's the way the EC has been. Come as you are. If you're wearing a sleeveless shirt, please come in.
Yeah.
You know, we don't discriminate against people wearing sleeveless shirts. Okay.
If you're naked, we don't care. Get in there.
Black,
we do have
white,
poles up there too.
Whatever color your skin, it doesn't matter. You're welcome.
That's
how we are. We're open door for everybody until you become an asshole, then you're gone type of thing. And that's how we were at the EC. It was come as you are, come how you are. And that's what separated us from the rest of the Varick Street.
But one of the nice things, too, like I mentioned before, is about the Electric Company was it was my safe haven from douchebags.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't matter what other bars opened up on the Strip. You always went back to DC. You knew there's gonna be live music. You know there's gonna be friendly faces, and you knew the bartender, you knew the bouncer, you knew the owner, but you also knew the people, you know, playing in the bands and stuff. And it was just a great place to go and meet friends. Yeah. You always felt safe, and there was never really any problems. I mean,
I really don't
think
anybody has captured that vibe since you were there.
No. I don't think there's any bar out there that captured that. And I think that's the biggest thing that people don't understand. It wasn't just a bar. It was a family. It was the EC family. And
when I seen that video of you guys marching down the street, man, who does
insane.
That? Who gets something like that together? That's awesome.
That
man.
Was
that's,
a fun night.
That was great.
That is unity right there.
I don't remember it.
I don't know how the hell did you just do it out of a whim and just, hey, we're taking the street over for the next 5
actually,
minutes.
Actually, I
like
did
it
a couple times. I did it once on my birthday one year, which was a lot of fun.
That was the day my store burned down.
But the next day, the other time we did it, the video that I posted was right after Rusted Root had played at the Saranac Brewery. And I'm friends with a lot of the cops, and I told them what was going on. And they're like, oh, man, like, can you block these streets for me really quick? Because we're about to have 300 people on the street playing instruments. And he did.
And
he had
the
streets blocked. And, you know, it took like 15, 20 minutes to get everybody down. And the band that perpetrated all that was the Buddha Hood. And they're awesome. In fact, we got to get them around here again. But they would do these marches, and that's how they would start their show, with the march from outside, and they would march around wherever they were and then go right on the stage and start their set. And it was
march right to the stage and start jamming.
That was their shtick. That's how they got it done. And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
What was a grand entrance?
Very New Orleans style, you know.
The one time I was there, I think it was right after Dark Star, and right at the brewery, and they just lined up at the brewery, and I think you were playing a washboard. So they're just in there playing.
They used to call me Washboard Tony.
And they're playing all these, like, weird instruments. And as people are letting out, they seem circle around these guys playing. Next thing you know, there's, like, 200 people just dancing right around in this circle. And you're like, holy crap, this is amazing. And then they just peeled off and then just started walking. And you see this whole crowd. It was like the Pied Piper. You know what I mean? Just playing down the streets and just people dancing all throughout the streets. And it was just amazing to watch.
Yeah. And that is something that Varick Street has not had since.
Oh, God, no.
It's magical. Once you feel you feel that vibe, and there's nothing beats that vibe. You know when you're in that zone and you just know everything's flowing?
Yeah.
That is a rush like no other. That's what makes me crave the bar business. When you know everybody's in here having a good time, no matter what, it's not going to go sour. And the stage is pumping and everybody's dancing and people are drinking, then you know you hit it. And that's what I crave. That's my high.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get real high this weekend. In more ways than one, pal.
It's always 420.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time, man. I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody come by. And if you don't have any plans Friday night, please come out. It's only a $5 cover, people. $5. That's all it is. It was $5 back in 2005. It was a $5 cover in 95. It was a $5 cover in 75. It's always been a $5 cover here in Utica. So you got right. No reason to complain. I hate when people go to the door and be like, I'm going to pay $5. It's only $5. And you're paying for entertainment. Yeah. You know, all that money, and they make it think like all the money's going into the bar's pocket or the promoter's pocket. Right. No, I'm sorry. It's going right to the band. Yep. All that money's going right to the band. Right. Mm-hmm. We're going to line them up and make sure they get paid really, really good. So, but the people really drive me crazy sometimes.
Well, I see other bars charging $5 just to get in for a
just
DJ,
to get in, right?
Just
to get
I mean,
just to see some horrible DJ. No offense, not you.
Yeah, we won't mention any names, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there's a couple out there. Not just one, but there's a couple.
I might be one of them. You never know. DJ Paulie.
That one don't work, Gabe.
It's not working, bro. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, he wants to listen in.
Oh, he wants to. Yeah. Nice, DJ East one. No, but I'm really excited, man. And like I said earlier, too, Peter Prince from Moon Boot Lover is going to be joining us here on EC Radio tomorrow right around 3 o'clock.
Is he local or is he out of town?
No, he lives in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire.
So he's traveling for this gig.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a weekend. They're weekend warriors. So they got another gig on Saturday at the Cooperstown Blues Express. You ever hear about the train, the blues train that they
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he's playing that the next day, and that's why he wanted this gig the night before. So. Yeah, so it all works out, man. Also got to mention tomorrow, too, phenomenal band coming on tomorrow after Peter Prince. Peter Prince is going to be on about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Root Shock joining us.
Oh, wow.
Been killing it out there in upstate New York. Root Shock, great band. They just got done playing at the Harp after Dirty Heads. Was it Dirty Heads I think they played?
No, Dirty Heads was Joe Driscoll.
One of them, whatever. Anyways, Root Shock going to join us tomorrow. My man Jocko, I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's an amazing sound engineer, too, so... He used to be with John Brown's Body and a bunch of bands back in the day. So, good stuff. Root Shock, Peter Prince. But right now, the Ciola family in the house with us. Wakelys. What do you guys got? Anything going on tonight? Tonight
well,
and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow, we're stocking for Friday. Is that
true? Are you?
Yeah.
Just make sure you got UC, Jaeger, and Jameson.
The three staples.
We've got one
right
keg with Mike's name on it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I requested it.
Got it
at a
crib.
We drew a little chicken on it.
A little chicken. Yeah, a little chicken.
Crisp 75 degrees for you, man.
Get this some bitch bubbling.
I'll be hammered before the band goes on.
You know, I actually used to know a person who used to put their beer on the heater to get their beer hot.
What?
Have you
some
ever heard
people
that?
Like it hot. Yeah.
It's
a European thing.
Guinness. Yeah, Guinness. I've heard.
Well, Guinness is like room temperature for some, but this person actually like it heated, like a
so weird.
Cup of tea.
No.
Strange. Nothing.
That just spells yak to me. Y-A-K.
Was it rainbow?
No, it was a rainbow.
Let me tell you, you know, I've been doing a lot of talking with Rainbow. I mean, he always goes, "What's up, boss? Can I have a cigarette?" You know, that's the first. He knows me as the cigarette guy.
Yeah,
and. You know, I said, Rainbow, you know, you're so intelligent. Why don't you run for mayor, man? I would back that guy up for mayor. Straight up, that dude, everybody loves Rainbow.
Well,
right?
I told you my
Tell
theory.
Tell me that, but that wouldn't work out.
My theory is Rainbow is the Kaiser Sose of Utica.
Yeah.
He's running all the drugs in Utica right there. And nobody would have a clue.
Rainbow don't need drugs, brother. He doesn't need
He's
drugs.
On several medications. A lot of pharmaceuticals.
I just thought it was all just mental high.
Don't you watch his jaw like...
Yeah. That's because he got hit by bus. Yeah. I got hit by bus right here. I got hit by bus.
No, he got, ends with he a got big hit by a bat.
No, a he, bus.
No, he said a bus.
Probably both.
You think the bus hit him.
Know, right? Very hard to understand
well,
him.
Yeah, I mean.
Can I please clarify for you? Because I know the rainbow
okay,
story.
He speaks fluent rainbow.
I'm very well-versed in written rainbow. Six different things has happened to the guy. One, he did get hit by a city bus.
Okay.
Two, he did get hit by a bat by kids. He got robbed one time by kids.
Oh. He said lightning. Lightning
got
hit him.
Struck by lightning.
No way.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, my.
What? He got struck by lightning right here in Utica. He was
no
walking,
shit.
and he got struck in right underneath one of the overpass because he said he had to crawl to a bridge. And struck by lightning when he was a kid, he was helping his dad. Do stump pickers, and the stump picker got him right in the back, so broke his back. He was laid up for a year.
Jeez.
Okay, and then the other thing, and everybody thinks he's Chinese, but he's really Korean. He was in the Korean army.
Mm. No shit.
And when he jumped out of the airplane, the parachute didn't open.
No.
Come on. What do you do? Bounce?
Ask him.
This poor kid.
Well, the emergency chute.
Oh, the
opened
backup
up,
chute.
Like, yeah, but he still crashed hard.
Wow.
He still crashed
hard. So he's more like Forrest Gump.
So yeah, he's not like
oh, my. Poor kid.
The guy's got nine lives.
Can we get a movie on Rainbow?
Yeah,
he don't want it.
Like a bestseller.
Yeah.
Like,
I've already talked about it. My friend, my great friend Sean Gaffney did a little documentary on him. At
was
Mo
that
Down.
The other side of Rainbow? Because I saw that on YouTube. Because that was a pretty well made.
Yeah, and they did one on the Mo Down video where we ran him for mayor of Mo Down one year.
Wow.
And it was great. We had fortune cookies made for him, and we were throwing fortune cookies in the crowd. He opened it up and said, vote for Rainbow. We had a rickshaw that we borrowed from Vernon Downs, and we carried him around the campgrounds throwing fortune cookies to everybody. Oh, it's hilarious. But my boy Sean Gaffney from the Crazy Fools has got some great video.
And a baseline.
He's got some great video of Rainbow from there. If you just search Rainbow and Mow Down, you'll see a great video from that. And then he did another one with him out in front of the old Devereaux back in the day when Tony used to have the Devereaux, and he did a great little interview with him there, too. So that's on YouTube as well. But,
and the thing about Rainbow, too, is he's not a bum. He's not homeless.
No, absolutely. We give him rides home every other night, to be honest with you. He's got a nice little apartment on
it's what I heard.
He's still on Waverly?
It's like Noise or York or something like that.
It's on Noise Street.
In the West Side.
Does he work?
No, he can't work.
We all have this running joke that he's got like 15 dressers full of $1 bills.
And half-smoked cigarettes.
Yeah, and half-smoked cigarettes.
and a lot of Lucan's pizza, too.
Probably. Yeah. I think there's three of them. He's just like either that or he has like some
how's
portal
he there?
That he gets through city.
I
mean,
I seen him walking through Whitesboro one day, and he's in front of the Obelston. And
See, I never see him walking anywhere. I just see him appear.
I see him walking everywhere.
He just appears.
He just appears places.
He's just
How do you think he gets places?
I think he has a time machine.
He goes through the like sewer system or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something. I swear to God, I was on Varick Street recently, and I walked by Lucan's, and he wasn't there. I turn around, and he's there playing his.
And how'd that happen? And then you go over to the fast track on South Jenny, and boom, there he is again. You're like,
It's you know, it's the time travel that's warping his mind. That's the thing. It's got to be right.
88.8 miles an hour.
He walks so much. You ever see his calf muscles? They're like tree trunks.
God,
They are. They're huge because he walks everywhere.
Well, we used to run the Millennium back in the day on Bleecker Street. That's when Rainbow first hit the city.
Yeah.
He used to call himself Mr. Lee then.
Lee.
And then he used to do karaoke and bring down the house every time he did it.
Yeah.
And he figured at that point he's probably going to be a superstar.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, so you had Mr. Lee as well. Then.
Oh, Mr. Lee. Well, okay. I like I said, I'm well-versed in Rainbow. I know his history pretty well. His real name is Sung Young Yi. That's his real name.
Sung Young Yi.
Sung Young Yi is his real name. That's his
birth. Where did Rainbow come from?
Well, when he came over to the United States, his real name and his American name is officially Rainbow Young Gilbert.
No shit.
Gilbert.
That, which is his stepfather's
Rainbow
last name.
Young Gilbert.
Well, so we just blew up his
spot.
So
I thought
today.
Rainbow was
he totally blew up his spot.
You won't hear from him anymore.
No, he'll be
I thought
there
was a legendary name that somebody dubbed him. You are Rainbow.
Well,
right.
And Paul, and now that we're talking about Rainbow, he had come up to me. We were working that show on Sunday. Who do we have on Sunday? I can't remember. Dispatch was on Sunday. We're working that show on Sunday, and he came up to me, and he's like, hey, boss, I got to talk to you. I know you're doing the party on Friday. You mind if I perform? And I'm like, I don't see why not. You're going to have to go last, though. Go, I'll go last. I'll go last. Now, that used to be an issue with me and Rainbow because he never wanted to go last. Never, oh, now ever, he knows ever wanted to go
well,
last.
Well, he figures he's closing the show out. He's like the headliner.
Yeah. No, no, he right. never wanted to go last because I'm tired. I'm too fucking tired. I don't want to be up all day. Like that. Like we would get in arguments about this. I'm like, dude, then you're not performing. I don't want you to go first. You're going to go last.
Yeah.
You know, because if you go on, you're going to clear out this whole room. All right? they're
That's
laugh.
A good way to end the night with Rainbow. I got to tell you, it works every time.
It works every time. Not only that, but everybody leaves. So you don't have too many stragglers kicking around if Rainbow's up there singing.
I don't know with
okay,
this crowd.
You play drums. I sing. Okay, ready? We can do it. 1, 2, 3, go. And he just starts.
Yeah.
Well, he saves to the end.
But he played Teen Spirit the other day.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Well, that just
he
actually played song. A song?
Yeah, he played a
real song.
Well,
he wants
song,
the radio
yeah.
played while he sings, or at least the DJ equipment.
but it was Rainbow's version, so, you know.
It was Rainbow's yeah. version.
Right.
When the lights out, it's dangerous!
I just say we put, like, a metal band behind him and let him go.
Yeah.
He would kill. He would kill.
At least
like
they
every
won't
band in Utica has basically made a song for Rainbow to yeah. play along with him, because they're used to him coming around. I mean,
that's great.
Which is really cool.
I can't imagine anybody not inviting him on the
great.
Stage at this
Everyone
point.
Embraces
My
Rainbow.
Joke used to be he's opened up for more national acts than anybody.
Probably.
Yes. I mean, Moe's had him up on stage at Motown before doing
really?
The national
yeah,
anthem.
That's awesome.
I mean, he's been
the national anthem?
Oh, yeah. But that
Did
was,
he scream the whole thing? Or
well, that was my fault, too.
Was it better than Rosie O'Donnell's version?
Oh, no, it's really, really bad, actually. It's
Roseanne Barr?
It was my fault.
Whatever, Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
It was my fault. Well, that was the same year we were running him for mayor and,
That's
you know,
so
being under a few substances, if you will. We thought it was a good idea to wake Rainbow up at 3 in the morning and go campaigning. And so we did. We woke him up, and he was quick to get up. Yeah, let's go. You know?
Well, he's not going to pick out a wardrobe because he's just going to wear what he wore.
Right. There was no wardrobe.
Rainbow, you're naked. Put pants on.
Honestly, you know what he brought to mow down with? He brought a bunch of cigarettes and all his busted up instruments, and that was it. That's all he brought with him because I had to bring him there.
Well, he needed a strap for his guitar the other day, so I didn't have anything. So I makeshifted a bunch of trash bags and tied them together. And he's still using it. They work good, bro. It's very comfortable. It's very comfortable. I like it.
I seen somebody tune his guitar the other day. I'm like, you know he's just going to untune it.
What are you going to tune it? Yeah. Tuning Rainbow's guitar is like trying to teach.
Like polishing a turd.
One day he's sitting there detuning his instrument, detuning the guitar, blah, blah, I'm going down. I'm
That's
like,
right.
And I look at him and go, Rainbow, what the hell are you doing? He goes, Megan, it sounds psychedelic.
With that evil cackle at the end. Yeah.
Oh my God,
I love it. I love it. It's not a Rainbow statement unless he laughs at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
But you brought it up earlier, though. Like, every now and then he will blow your mind with, like, some random
philosophy. Oh, he'll go off
philosophy.
On tangents.
Oh, yeah.
And some random
I won't
philosophy.
Get into politics because, and then he'll explain why. Mm-hmm. He knows it's corrupt. Blah, blah, blah. He doesn't want anything to do with it. I just want to spread love. I give my music to everybody, and everybody love me for my music and me.
And me. And that's it.
And I'm Rainbow.
Rainbow, yeah.
Not going to have a cigarette.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Nasanoya.
He'll actually say, Paul, smoke, Paul.
Yeah, he knows my name.
You want Chinese baby?
It took a year.
He knows your name?
It took a year.
Oh, that's huge.
But he blew my mind a couple months ago when he came in. He, like, knew that I had 3 kids, 2 boys, 1 girl. One was in college. And, oh, how much money you spent on tuition. Oh, and he's like... No money in the pockets. And I was like, how
did spend
he
it
remember
all at OTB.
That? Like, yeah. It was crazy. And that's when I was telling Paul, I was like, he remembers everything. I don't care what people think.
That's crazy.
He's pretty smart.
He still calls me G.
G?
Why does he call you G?
It's like his,
he can't say Z.
He can't say Z. He's a G.
He can't say my name. He just called me Rata. What's up, Rata? I'm like, what's up, Rainbow?
How many Chinese babies have you committed with him so far?
He comes in. He does that to a couple of the girls, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You be so, baby on my mother?
Yeah.
Oh, you be my baby on my mother?
Yeah.
So we do got to announce we're going to have a special appearance by Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But I got a feeling.
Like it or not, we have it. It's happening.
Yeah.
I got a feeling with this crowd coming, they're not going to leave when he goes on.
No, I mean, he'll cheer them on.
They'll sing along.
He's going to bring more people in, though. That's the thing.
They'll eat it up. They'll eat it up.
Right.
Sure.
Well, he was so, most of the topic this day. Now, there's when he did that that big thing at the Stanley, they dropped that big banner behind him and they like showcased him, didn't they? That he was like
was
the
Rainbow Young Orchestra.
That was
the with the tram.
The Rom,
she did something.
Oh, yeah,
the
10-year
anniversary.
10-year
anniversary.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they did some things for him.
And every musician in the city got up with him.
The Rainbow Young Orchestra.
Wow. That's crazy.
The orchestra.
The Rainbow Young.
I wasn't there to see that. It must have been amazing.
It reminded me of one of the worst acid trips I've ever had. Back to life.
How long did it go for? Was it
oh
like
my
a
God.
Quick thing?
It
was like
no, it,
no,
was,
it goes
it
on.
Was too long.
Like, if you close out the tram, it goes on.
It was 20 minutes too long.
Oh, my God.
20 minutes.
Yeah. He loves to go, though.
But he's excited, and I'm glad he's excited to be a part of it, and yeah. rightfully so. He should be there. He stalked me for like a year before I even opened that place. Like, when you open, when you open, I need to play, I need to play. You know? So, funny. Yeah. We could, you know, the one time I did have Rainbow on the show, he ghosted. Well, he
played one song and...
Yeah, he bounced on us because he didn't want to talk about anything. Because I know his whole history. I wanted to really get,
really?
I wanted to, you know, create some good content with this. I wanted to tell his story.
He wouldn't talk?
He wouldn't talk. He just wanted to play. He just, like, strummed his guitar, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, sit down. I want to talk about your mental problems. No. I'm not here to talk about the past. I'm not. And I'm like, all right. And I gave him a bag of cans that we had in the back, and he left.
Wow. He goes, I'm not crazy. Everybody else crazy. I'm not crazy.
He rock-starred us, though. He did.
I love this city. I love people. I love people. I have to be people.
He did. He rock-starred us, though. But all's fair, though. We love him, though. But yeah. But Friday night, it's on, guys. It's definitely on, and I'm really excited. And thanks for opening up your doors to all of us and my crazy friends
and
family.
Dude, I couldn't
yeah,
thank you
sure.
more, man. It's been an honor just getting this ready. I just want to make sure I accommodate everybody. Everybody has a great time, and they know, they feel the nostalgia, and they feel the new as well, and realize that, hey, we got a place again.
Yeah.
Right. Place to call home.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we got a bunch of big announcements we're going to be making at Wakely's.
Nice.
We're going to do it there and talk about what we got going on here at the D. And we've got a bunch of good stuff happening. So if you want to get involved in what we got going on, come to Wakely's on Friday. We're going to be.
Mention you're going to be live too, right?
I'm just about to say that. Yeah. Yeah. Right around 7 o'clock. We're going to do about an hour. I think we'll do about an hour. Man, who knows? Maybe we'll do hits periodically throughout the night. Probably, we're definitely going to do hits periodically throughout the night.
They
but
may
we're
be a little blurred and drunken, but
it might not make any sense.
Yeah.
Hey, Ring guys, I love you.
But before we get shit-faced, we're going to do a podcast right around 7 o'clock. And it'll be good. And you can come and hang out with us and Logan and Marissa, of course. I'd rather have Marissa than you two. So
sort of the face of Wakely's right there.
Absolutely. I mean,
much
better
looking than me.
We got a full staff, and we're ready to roll. Is the staff ready to roll?
Staff is ready. I'm taking some people out of retirement for this one. This
wow.
is going to be good, man.
Logan, you're going to be running, kid. Yeah. You're going to be running.
I'm already sprinting.
Trial by fire. This kid's ready.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. It's this Friday at Wakely, 700 Varick Street, the EC, the Electric Company Reunion Party, because there ain't no party like an EC party, because an EC party don't stop. It never stopped, actually. It continued on here to Disruption Network.
Our guys from the Baseline say they're going to be there.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be there. They were locals and, they were regulars, I should say, at the EC.
Well, and Gaffney played there quite often.
Yeah, the Crazy Fools, which we're going to have the Crazy Fools come play at Wakely's one of these days, too.
Let's roll.
Yeah. Used to do my Christmas party every Christmas night. It would be packed, 300 people every Christmas night with the Crazy Fools. It was like a tradition thing. So who knows? Maybe we could bring that tradition along again. I don't know. We'll talk about it.
As long as I'm here, you can count on it.
Have your people contact my people, and we'll do lunch.
I'm his people.
Actually, Pledgy's more my people now.
We'll see you across the street.
Yeah. Was that you waving the one finger?
We'll just wave.
Somebody wanted to talk to Pledgy and ask him who died at the end of his short film, The Hitman.
Oh, I can't say.
Oh,
it's a cliffhanger kind of ending. A few people have asked me as the first short film I've ever done, and I want to leave the audience like, oh, because I almost didn't stay in the theater. I was very nervous through the whole thing, and no money, right? 1 month and 8 days writing to premiere. It was insane, and did it, and I'm hoping they buy into it. And as soon as it went black, like everyone like, yeah, like clapped. I'm like, oh, thank God. But I can't say who. I don't know. I wrote it,
was
so
it
I
you?
Don't know. No, I do make a cameo in the short film.
Oh, you do?
I don't last long, though.
Oh, you don't?
So he does die.
But it's not.
Well, that's what I heard about you.
You killed it.
But I can't say. Yeah. So.
All right.
The guys are
so when's the next one coming out then?
Oh, I have three.
Okay.
I've done. And then I worked on three more behind the scenes. And then I'm writing my fourth one written and directed, which I've had to unfortunately cancel shooting twice because my makeup guy couldn't make it. And then now the main character, who's doing some work for Cuomo and stuff, can't do it because his schedule's all over the place.
Fuck so, Cuomo.
I agree. But I'm looking for a main actor if anyone wants to work for free for a day.
So right on.
Let me know.
She already starred in some indie films before.
Have you really?
I already have the actress. But I need a male.
If any time in the future,
I can do
maybe.
Some rewrites though.
Oh sure, just genderfy people.
Yeah, no, that's not.
What a genderfyist.
Wait a minute, you said female and male. That's not politically correct anymore, man. You cannot specify gender.
You'll
anymore.
Just be
that's
there.
True.
Is that fair to say? That you'll just be
sounds
you.
Good.
What was the thing? Was it no budget television?
Oh, gosh.
You guys remember
that?
I do.
Vaguely.
They put a videotape back in the days where they remember
it was
videotapes?
No budget television.
That was Rick, right?
Rick
Short.
Rick Lewis. Me and Calendra Comstock.
I know
Calendra. And a couple of the other cast. Yeah.
I just seen her this weekend.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, she's prior.
She got one in the oven. Congratulations, Calendra.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
cool.
That was a long time ago, but it was a small part. But.
Nice. We got to film this on Friday. You coming Friday?
I have family coming in.
Bring them.
Perfect reason to leave.
There you go.
My grandmother is making a huge Italian dinner.
Bring her and,
well, the
and all the food.
Once you said Italian dinner, I don't blame for not coming, man.
It's, you know, the lasagna, bread of chicken, greens, pasta.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then the appetizers. And never, like, and then my grandmother's like, oh, you need to lose weight, but here's more meatballs.
Jumanji.
Story of our life. Yeah.
That's how
in my house, we used to have weigh-ins every Sunday.
Before and after?
Before, you know, to see who gained the most weight, and then the one who'd gained the most weight would have to do the most chores. You know, but then again, every night, the plates were full, man.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't finish the plate, it's an insult.
And it makes me laugh because I'll go
you
to my grandmother's.
Scoff.
Yep. Like during the week, she goes, I don't have a lot. Then she'll pull 10 things out of the freezer. I'm like, I thought you didn't have any. Yeah. She literally has two refrigerators, one a full freezer, one a refrigerator freezer, and then the fridge upstairs all filled with food.
Yeah, that's my mother-in-law.
That's
my mother-in-law, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yeah, my mother, I mean. I'm sorry. I walk into my mother's house and she'll go, I'm not cooking you anything, as she gets something out of the freezer.
Yeah.
You're not here to eat. And then there's a steak in front of me 5 minutes later.
My mother's like, oh, I'm just putting something together. And she'll have this like whole buffet of food.
Yeah, and there's just two people. And you're like,
Mom, we can't eat all
this. We can't
this.
Eat all that.
What were we expecting?
Remember that great scene in Goodfellas when they were out and they just went to the mother's house to pick up a shovel?
Why don't you settle with a nice girl? I settle with a nice girl every night.
How spot on is that?
That
though?
Was
like,
my
perfect. Grandmother would do it's the perfect. Same
yep.
thing.
That was my grandmother to the
By the way, I need your knife, Mom. Yeah.
I hit a deer.
You got the hoof and the, you know, the grill. You got to.
The hoof.
It is funny.
Who wants a wing? Who wants a wing? Hey.
My grandmother is very OCD about her fridge because she has everything just so. As soon as I open it, she goes, tell me what you want. Don't move it. Just tell me what you want. I go, no, Grandma, just looking. She goes, okay. I got pasta. I got egg salad. I got chicken salad. What do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I just look. You want cheese? I got cheese. Fresh cheese from Syracuse. Okay, I got those olives too.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It's always got to be the name dropping though. With all the name. I got Cora tomatoes. I got, you know.
Yeah.
But then my mother put the price tag at the end. This steak cost $12.99. You enjoy every bit of it.
Yes.
Eat that bone.
Can
what are you doing
what?
With that
can
grizzle?
You leave 2 cents a pound. It's crazy.
Give it to the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, my mother was like set up booby traps. You open up the fridge and shit just falls out. You got to like open up a cupboard and you got to like hold your hand up there.
That sounds like our house.
I was just gonna say.
You guys are making me hungry right now.
That's
the kid. Totally hungry
tonight.
Right now. For sure. But Friday night, let's get. You know, what a great day we had today, huh?
Yeah, it was busy, but
busy,
good.
Busy. First, we started off talking to John Nolan from Take It Back Sunday. Big show going on next Saturday at the Saranac Brewery. Plenty of tickets still available, so make sure you go out and support Take It Back Sunday. Also, we had Christopher Wolf on. Well, that was a great conversation with his baby kicking around in the background. She was super cute. She was. And it was cool to talk to him. He was in Sharknado, Parks and Rec. And
it was fun.
Did a bunch of comedy stuff. And then you guys capping it all off, man. Well, so what a great day.
Like I said, it's you, brother. You made this happen.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but you guys came in. So, but no, what a great day. It's been a lot of fun. And you can't forget about the party on Friday. We've been talking about it for the last hour. We got a big old party.
I'm gonna say it right now. We will rule very street on Friday night.
I'll probably.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about it. I know a lot of my friends went out and got babysitters and so they can come out to this event.
Awesome.
And they're going to, you know, because they know they're going to see all their old friends.
Who's going to babysit you?
Yeah, you.
Who's going to babysit me? Tori, I know you're watching this right now. You're driving, so. You're driving that night, baby. Well, she was like, let's just get Uber.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to fall asleep.
Were any of your old bar runners back in the day?
They're all coming. Except for the ones in New Jersey. They want to know if they can hop behind the bar for a little bit for old time's sake. Johnson's like, hey, you think maybe they let me behind the bar for old time's sake? I was like, why? So you could just wait on the girls like you used to?
I just thought you meant the bar runners actually got on the bar and ran up and down.
Oh, no, I'm talking bartenders. No, I actually used to have a little guy.
I would love to see. That would be so cool.
Maybe.
Johnson just rip his sleeves off, jump behind the bar.
Johnson used to, wait, hang on. They come out like Hulk Hogan, rip off his shirt. Hilarious.
It's like fighting a war when you're behind and you're trying to keep up. Mm-hmm. It's like I equate it to war.
Yeah.
I mean, not like violent like a war, but you got to keep up, man. You got to be on point.
Yeah.
Right.
And everybody's waving the money at you, and like you can't even look up because once you catch eyes with somebody, you got to get that drink.
You want to kill people.
And you know what? I just want to hit them all. And I was like, it's more the more patient people are, the better. I mean, no matter, even if you have four bartenders sometimes.
You got to learn this.
Yeah.
UC.
Yeah.
UC.
UC.
Oh. That's what they're trying to tell me all that time.
Yeah. No, they're not trying to give you a hand job or anything.
You just come out the right and be like, UC.
Yeah. It's all in the wrist.
So what do you think? I should get an abundance of cans for this? Or
I would
go
with
cans.
Or do you want to just stick
cans
with the draft thing?
Draft,
bro?
Whatever. It don't matter.
I was thinking of it. We have some plethora of certain liquors that we sell quite often that we have an abundance of, like Maker's Mark. Maybe we could do like a shot and beer special.
Yeah, whatever.
A little JMO.
Jameson was the big one over there.
What was the most popular then?
Jameson.
So we could totally do like a UC JMO or UC, you know, Jaeger shot special or something like that to just bring back the nostalgia of BC.
So we
got to
stock up on the Jaeger again because we don't really sell Jaeger that
often. Just grab a bottle or two.
Yeah, we don't, but you know what?
I wouldn't go too crazy.
We're dusting it off.
Yeah.
No, we keep it in the cooler. We still got it. It's ice cold.
I'm getting shitty. Yeah.
You guys.
I'm telling you right now.
So you've been in this bar business for a little while. Is it weird? Would you judge someone if they just got a tequila with ice and nothing else?
If you said tequila rose, then yes.
No, like a Patron or, you know.
Like, how do you mean? Like a shot of tequila with a glass of ice? Or
on the rocks? Just a single tequila on the rocks? Yeah.
No, that means you're a connoisseur of the drink, man.
Thank you, okay?
Yeah,
I told my friend this.
He's like, oh, you're so weird.
No,
but if you get bar tequila, then you're weird.
Well, yeah.
It's got to be some. You'll love our tequila selections. That's what usually we got.
I'm a big fan of tequila.
I think we have over, we had, I don't
16,
know.
16,
17. I don't know about now, but we did have almost 32.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because when we have Cinco de Mayo, I actually took a picture of our menu, and we had 32 selections of tequila.
See, that's great.
But it may have changed. Yeah. You know, sometimes we, you know, tend to not get back in something that's, you know, obviously not a big seller.
What's
whatever,
your go-to for tequila?
My go-to is the Patron, but...
Tequila Rose actually is.
I can't remember. I was just at my buddy's house, and he's like, "If you want some good stuff, it's like I got some really good tequila."
But the Cabo Wabo,
and I can't remember.
We sold
name
out of that one night from customers.
Yeah.
But it's the smoothest liquor I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It's
but
just fantastic.
Have you ever tried Grand Patron?
No.
$25 a shot. Bro.
No way.
Guaranteed to make you naked.
How much for a single?
Yeah.
For a single shot is $25.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like a $600 bottle.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Charlie Orlando just checking in.
Could you give me a teaspoon?
One time my son poured a few of them by mistake, and we're still talking about that.
It's like $3 for that little lick, and that's it.
We'll see on Friday night how drunk we get, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm psyched, man. And one more time, thanks again for letting us throw this party at Wakely's. The Electric Company Reunion Party. It is on this weekend, baby. Peter Prince, Moon Boot Lover, providing the entertainment, as well as DJ East One. And then Rainbow will be kicking you out. It's better than a bouncer kicking you out, right? And we'll have Rainbow play, and
he'll just yell.
Usually when he plays, everybody leaves.
Yeah.
But it's all going down Friday night. I am super excited. Again, it's only a $5 cover. We're going to start the music right around 8 o'clock. You're going to start spinning around 8 o'clock. Peter Prince around 9 o'clock.
But before all that, we're going to be doing live podcasting. I want to do it right in that window, too, if we can open up the window and just kind of hang out there and just chill and do some live podcasting.
Probably have 50 people in front of the window just hanging out with me.
Yeah, it'll be great, man. It'll be great. And I am looking forward to seeing a bunch of my old friends. So if you're watching this podcast, please spread the word. Yep. And you could do that all by clicking that share button right there. Click that share button. Get it out. Help spread the word on the EC Reunion Party and Wakely's and Disruption Network and Mike Pileggi as well. Spread the word on Mike Pileggi.
I'm here.
And Paul, like you mentioned, you're having bands, right? New bands. Where can they reach you if they want to play?
We got a it's right on our website on Wakely's on Verk.
Facebook page.
Yeah. And we have a new email that we established. And they could find that right on the link.
What is the email? You don't know?
Booking at Wakely's on Derek, something like a sort. I mean, I don't know right offhand.
Awesome. Awesome. We're going to do some fun things, man. Yeah. I've got a lot of things up my sleeves, and we'll talk about that and when we make our announcements. And
might get a band that does Rage Against the Machine with Brass.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you seen that, Brass Against the Machine? Have you seen those guys?
I've talked to them two times now.
They're awesome.
If I can get
down
here
in the city.
Cheap. I would love to do it.
That would be sick.
Just to get them exposure. And
that'd be amazing. That'd be sick.
Would love to see them on the Saranac stage. Imagine that.
Oh, I know. That'd be ridiculous.
And that chick singer, she really nails it.
Crushes it.
She nails it.
She does. She crushes it.
They say these days. Back in the day when you said you killed it, it used to mean you really messed it up. But now when you say they killed it, it's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kilt it.
There's a T in there.
There's a T in there.
So they're talking about kilts.
Right.
But,
no.
That's true. Like all the stuff that was like negative back in the day is like, the way I grew up, it was always, oh, that's so sick.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I still say
that. Sick was always good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dope.
Probably means bad.
Right. Well, if you're a doctor and you say we killed it, it's not good. If you're in the entertainment world and say you killed it, yeah, you did really good.
Sure. You're full of it today, Philip Pileggi, I'll tell you.
I got new material I need to work on. So
I'm just getting
it out there.
You're doing good. Keep up the good work. Any closing words before we cut it out?
Fueler.
Fun.
Reminiscent. And bringing it back. And making a stand, damn it.
Yeah.
Making a stand.
Yeah.
Showing Wakely's is there for the people, man. The people's place, the people's bar.
I like it.
And you won't come to another bar and get drinks that she can make, too. So she's test her up with them drinks.
Well, we're going to put her to the test.
Can you make a UC?
I can totally make it UC.
Sweet, I'm in.
And once again, I got my boy with me. He's going to be going back to Brooklyn, Pratt. And he's here tuning his skills as a bartender. And someday you're going to see his name in a Star Wars movie or Pixar movie, bro. You guys should get together. Don't forget about your
friends at the D there, Logan.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I already talked about a few ideas we'll go over after the show.
We can stream a bunch of your stuff, man.
Whatever he does, he makes sure it's perfect or he does not put it out.
Nice.
I just care about the red carpet parties when he gets big. Because, like, I want to
wear,
like, a Dolce & Gabbana dress or something. I mean, don't forget about your mom.
Nobody brings your mom.
How could you forget about your mom? Don't you ever forget.
I mean, from the red carpet, you know.
And don't forget where you came from, kid.
Always.
You give him the old man.
Just bring the red carpet here.
Right. Right.
We're making our carpets red now.
Yeah. We'll make a movie about Utica. That should really hit it off really well.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, we got two aspiring film artists right here.
Yeah,
so.
There we go.
Yeah, and call me. You know, you need an extra whatever.
Yeah, I will
actress. Let me know.
The next movie I do, and I need an actress. First one I call.
If you need a guy with no talent, I'm right here.
If you ever need a tattooed guy. Call me.
If you need a voiceover, I mean, you know.
I was when he first started talking, I was like, he could do voiceover.
You got good pipes.
Yeah. He could, yeah.
Yeah. He's always been told that.
Actually, my father told me I should have went in the radio.
Yeah, his dad always told him.
See, my mother always said I had a face for radio, too. I never figured that one out.
All right, repeat after me. You're in the middle of a 40-minute commercial-free music marathon.
You're in the middle of 40-minute free, commercial-free. Forget about it.
Perfect.
When I make my answer machine messages, it usually takes 40, 50 tries. Yeah. Before.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, ladies and gentlemen.
He gets into the message, though. He'll, like, really go even, like, 10 times deeper. And I'm just like...
And by the time I'm done, I'm just screaming it. Well, no, thank you very much.
He gets mad because so many times he had to, like, do...
And they're all laughing.
But when Rainbow calls, he understands them completely.
Yeah. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, you sound really angry. Can you change the message?
I did 16 times.
Yeah. Could you just remove the word "damn" and the leave the damn message?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're calling freaking Wakeleys.
Well, people, we're just about out of time. We got to hand it off to Wrestle Fandom Radio. It's going to be happening tonight. And they're going live. They're going to be live on all the social media platforms as well as clipping their podcast.
Speaking of
as
pipes,
well.
Rated R's got a set of pipes on him,
he
too.
He does. He does. And Rated R, one of the hosts of Wrestle Fandom Radio, going to be kicking it all off right around 6 o'clock. So tune in for all you wrestling fans. Check in. See what's going on around the world of professional wrestling. There was a big pay-per-view this past weekend, and it probably was subpar like it usually is, but NXT is kicking their ass. But anyways, they're going to be joining up here right around 6 o'clock, Wrestle Fandom Radio. I want to remind everybody to listen to this podcast and previous podcasts on demand at disruptionnetwork.net. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can pretty much listen to this podcast pretty much wherever podcasts are heard. iTunes and Google Play,
Spotify,
yep. All that stuff. So yeah, that's where we're located. And then we got to mention tomorrow, Peter Prince from Moonboot Lover will be on to talk about our big party that we're having Friday night at Wakeley's, 700 Varick Street. Kicking it all off would be DJ East One around 8 o'clock spinning and doing his thing. So we're going to have a good old time Friday night at Wakeley's. Speaking of Wakeley's, we got the crew in the house. I want to thank you guys again one more time for coming in and joining us and hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
Gabe, you're bringing me home Friday night, right?
One of us will bring you home.
Somebody is.
Rainbow will give you a ride home. Don't worry.
Need a ride home, lost. I need a ride home.
And I forgot to mention, too, we also got Root Shock coming on tomorrow, too. So that's going to be awesome. I'm really excited to see Root Shock come in here in the studio and talk about what they got going on, because they really, really are a hot band. Hot, hot band. And hopefully we'll have them at Wakeley's down the road. So, yeah. Good
just
stuff.
Thank you for your support and backing us up, man, and making this all a reality. It's just going to rock it. Chicken, brother.
Bro.
Nothing but love.
Thank you. Same here.
Yes. We're going to kill it. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot
Thanks,
of fun.
Thanks, guys. Much love, much respect to
Thank
all of you.
Guys.
And we will see you tomorrow. EC Radio. See ya.
Bye. Peace.
Thank you.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
Get excited. It's the Electric Company Reunion Party, Friday, July 20th at Wakeley, 700 Varick Street. That's right, 700 Varick Street, the old EC. We're getting the gang back together, and we're partying old EC style. Peter Prince and Moonboot Lover will be providing the live entertainment. It's only a $5 cover at the door. Live broadcast from the D, raffles, games, prizes, and a few special announcements we're going to be making on this night. Get excited, because you know there ain't no party like an EC party, because an EC party don't stop. Friday, July 20th at Wakeley's. See you there.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Passalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Passalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Passalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else. Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Passalock & Associates. 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425 or visit cnytriallaw.com today.